Bank of Korea. Dollar stablecoins can weaken local currencies. A Bank of Korea study finds that demand for dollar-backed stablecoins can weaken a country's own currency, and the effect grows stronger when a global exchange lists direct fiat trading pairs. The finding was flagged by CoinMarketCap on September 7, 2026, and it puts a central bank's name behind a worry that policymakers in smaller economies have raised for years. The timing lands in a calm market. As of September 7, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $79,488, down 0.4% on the day, with Ether at 2,493 and the broader fear and greed index reading 74, or greed. Prices are not the story here. The story is what happens to a national currency when its citizens can trade it straight into digital dollars with a few taps. The mechanism the study describes, the core claim is direct. When a large exchange lets users buy a dollar-pegged stablecoin using local currency in a single pair, the friction that normally separates the two currencies drops close to zero. Every person who moves savings or transaction balances into a token like USDC or USDT is, in practice, selling the local currency and buying dollars. Do that at scale and you get sustained selling pressure on the home currency. This is a digital version of dollarization, the long-studied pattern where residents of a country with a volatile or inflation-prone currency shift into U.S. dollars to store value. The difference now is speed and access. A bank account in dollars once required paperwork, minimums, and sometimes capital controls to open. A dollar stablecoin requires a phone and an exchange account. Direct fiat pairs are the accelerant. Listing a one-to-stablecoin or peso-to-stablecoin pair removes the extra step of routing through Bitcoin or another crypto asset, which carried its own price risk and spread. A clean fiat pair makes the swap feel like a currency exchange, because it is one, the stakes for a monetary authority. For a monetary authority, a currency that leaks into dollars is a currency that becomes harder to manage. Interest rate decisions lose some of their grip when a growing share of domestic wealth sits in dollar tokens outside the local banking channel. Foreign exchange reserves face more pressure during stress because residents have a fast exit that does not run through the front door of a bank. The Bank of Korea, according to the study flagged in the CoinMarketCap post, ties the severity of this effect to a specific market structure choice, whether global exchanges offer those direct fiat pairs. That framing matters because it points at a lever regulators can actually pull. They cannot easily stop people from wanting dollars. They can influence which trading pairs are available to residents. Korea is a notable place for this argument to surface. The yuan is a heavily traded currency, and the country runs one of the most active retail crypto markets in the world. When South Korea's own central bank publishes research suggesting stablecoin access can pressure the yuan, it signals that the concern has moved from emerging market policy circles into a major advanced economy. The reach beyond Korea. The logic scales down more painfully than it scales up. A large liquid currency can absorb outflows that would destabilize a smaller one. For countries already fighting inflation or thin reserves, the same convenience that helps individual savers protect purchasing power can hollow out the currency the government still needs to function. That tension is the reason stablecoin rules have tightened across jurisdictions this year. Singapore has moved toward a stablecoin licensing regime built on full reserve backing, and a group of major banks has floated plans for a jointly issued dollar stablecoin. Each of those developments treats dollar tokens as serious financial infrastructure rather than a crypto sideshow. The Bank of Korea study adds the other side of that coin. Infrastructure that moves dollars efficiently across borders also moves value out of local currencies efficiently. For anyone who spends across borders, the practical read is simpler. Stablecoins remain the most stable way to hold value on-chain and to fund a crypto card without riding token volatility. The macro friction the study describes is a concern for treasuries and central banks, not a reason for an individual user to avoid dollar-denominated balances. If anything, the study explains part of why demand for those balances keeps climbing.